Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you are in the world. This is the Digital Supply Chain Podcast, the number one podcast focusing on the digitization of supply chain. And I'm your host, Global Vice President at SAP, Tom Raftery. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Digital Supply Chain Podcast. My name is Tom Raftery with SAP, and we have a little bit of a different show today because I messed up in my scheduling, and I don't have a guest for today, so I'm afraid you're stuck with me today. So there's no intelligent people coming on the show, it's just me. As you know, regular listeners will know, I normally bring somebody on now and I say, please introduce yourself, and they do, and we have a nice conversation about whatever supply chain topic they happen to be experts in, and I'm an expert in nothing, so we're not going to have that conversation today. But there was one topic I did want to mention. This will be a shorter podcast than normal because of my limited knowledge of things supply chain. But I did want to talk about Reddit. And I know that might sound unusual on a supply chain podcast, but I realized a couple of months ago, entirely by accident, that there is quite a good supply chain community on Reddit. I was over there checking out to see, you know, could I get any good tips on podcasting? And there's a few good podcast-related subreddits on Reddit. And, you know, I was dipping in and out of there and getting some good ideas, watching what people were saying, throwing in my two cents where, you know, I thought it might help. And it occurred to me to just have a search and see, is there a subreddit related to supply chain? I didn't think there would be, but lo and behold, there was. And I took a look at it, and it's actually quite an active community. And that's important because every day there are people going in there and they throw in questions and they get, you know, 7 or 8 or 9 answers or more, depending on what the topic is. I mean, just looking at it here now, there's somebody asking a question. People in any part of the fresh produce supply chain, what are some of the biggest problems you face in your job? And so far, this has only just been posted a while ago, so there's only one comment so far. And people vote up and down. If you're not familiar with Reddit, people vote up and down people's posts. So if you put in a silly post, it won't appear high up on the page. If you put in a good post, it will appear high. And, you know, if you join Reddit, you should read, first of all, a couple of posts, look at the format of the comments before jumping in yourself, take a look around, see how it's done. Most of the communities in Reddit have a community page where they give you kind of the rules, what to do, what not to do. The supply chain one doesn't have anything like that. It doesn't have a rules of engagement, but, you know, it's just the typical thing that you'd have in any community. Just, you know, be respectful, be helpful, help people out where you can, ask questions if there's something you want to know, and people will help you back. One of my first posts there was just alerting people to the fact that this podcast exists. And it was my first post there, so I wanted to be very sure that I was being respectful and that I wasn't, you know, spamming the community, giving them, you know, trying to sell them something they didn't want. So I was respectful and I said, look, I've got this podcast. I don't know if you'd be interested. I talk on different topics. There's about 50 episodes published. And sure enough, post I put up there got several votes and started going up the page. And then I started getting comments. It ended up with like 30 comments on it. And people seemed to be genuinely interested and delighted that I mentioned it there. And people asked me, would I do a podcast on analytics or would I do one on end-to-end visibility? So I did. And, you know, it was a great way of crowdsourcing what people were interested in. The community and the supply chain subreddit are an engaged community. Now, demographically, they seem to skew younger because you see posts like there's one here saying I got hired for internment in procurement. There's another one, cold feet about my CSCP exam next week. other posts along those lines. So the demographic seems to skew younger, but that's actually a good thing because you get young people who are there, who are enthusiastic. And if you're looking, if you're a, if you're an old person like me, you know, it's great to engage with these people, and it's great to have them be aware of your organization. Or if you're looking to hire people, you know, it's a good place to look because there's good, young, enthusiastic people there. So if you haven't checked out the supply chain subreddit on Reddit, it's at reddit.com/r/ supply chain. I'll put it into the description of this podcast as well. But I just thought, you know, it's somewhere that I stumbled upon accidentally and was delighted with what I found there. So I figured maybe not everybody else is aware of it because I did mention it to a couple of other people and they weren't aware either. So, you know, I thought I'd mention it on the podcast and say, if you are not familiar with it, go and check it out. I think most people who listen to this podcast are probably on Twitter and or LinkedIn, probably more likely on LinkedIn. Both of those have strong communities as well, particularly LinkedIn. There's a lot of people on supply chain on LinkedIn, obviously. And there are, you know, conversations and groups related to supply chain on LinkedIn, but Reddit is there as well. So if you haven't checked it out, I'd strongly recommend you do. I think that's all I had. So we got about 8 minutes out of that. So like I said, a shorter than normal podcast today. If there's anything else, do feel free to hit me up, tom.raftery@sap.com, if you have any suggestions. I also have a SpeakPipe page. That's speakpipe.com/DSC. So feel free to go over there and you can leave a spoken message for me there, which I can play on the show. And that's it. Thank you for your time and attention. And next Monday, we will be back with another podcast with somebody else on this time. So you won't just be listening to me in a monologue. So that'll be hopefully a little more interesting. Okay. Thanks all. Have a great weekend. Talk to you next week. Okay, we've come to the end of the show. Thanks everyone for listening. If you'd like to know more about digital supply chains, head on over to sap.com/digital supply chain or simply drop me an email to tom.raftery@sap.com. If you like the show, please don't forget to subscribe to it in your podcast application of choice to get new episodes as soon as they're published. Also, please don't forget to rate and review the podcast. It really does help new people to find the show. Thanks. Catch you all next time.